Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Jack Ward from the American Hereford Association, talking genomics and more in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on the video views.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars helped drive more than 14 million video views in 2021 on YouTube. A video view is a little like a TV commercial, but even better because we can laser target consumers and we only pay if they watch the video. Our efforts included a 10-month campaign in Oklahoma focused in on sharing the story of beef sustainability while busting myths at the same time. And finally, from the holidays to summer grilling, we shared inspiring beef videos working to encourage more beef purchasing. The cost per consumer view was only 2 cents per view. Additionally, in 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund two regional advertising initiatives in the Southeast U.S. representing 71 million consumers and the Western states representing 65 million consumers.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. At the recent Cattlemen's Congress, sat down and talked at length about the Hereford business with Jack Ward, the Executive Vice President. And one of those topics we discuss, the genomic advances of the beef business and of Herefords.
No doubt, but more importantly, to see the change in the genetics and the focus that our breeders have made into the traits of economic relevance, whether it's calving ease, the right amount of growth, milk, and honestly, even just as importantly, in product merit, right? And so, yeah, I think it was just last year, one of our biggest young sire test programs. We harvest around 300 steers in one contemporary group. Those cattle were 100% choice and better. I want to say 30% prime, you know. So the breeders and the members have really focused on those traits of real importance and value, and they need to be complemented. And they're getting rewarded because we're growing demand for the product.
Part of that demand strategy for the Hereford breed is your branded beef program, and I know that it's done well.
Right. You know, it has, and it's an interesting business, Ron, and we need to continue to, and our board is committed to continuing to build the brand and build the program. You know, it's as a breed association, we don't own the cattle, we don't own the packer, we don't price it on coming in and out. We just promote a brand and the quality of the brand, and it has grown. And we made some changes, I want to say about 4 years ago, where we changed the carcass specifications of the program to be a choice or better program, and it's really opened up some doors for us because now we have a product that is of the same quality or equal to or better than our competitors, and we're different. You know, that white face is pretty easy to pick out, so consumers can differentiate when they go and select certified Hereford beef.
When you think about all the competition that is out there at the retail level, you know, how do you succeed in letting consumers know that this is a good choice for them?
I think it's been a little bit of a process here because we focused very heavily on the genetic side to make the cattle better, to create the kind of product that the consumer demands, a high-quality, good-tasting product. And then now we are going to change directions and not lose focus on the genetics, but now we're going to try and see how can we get the attention of the consumer. And I touched on that a second ago. I think talking about this footprint, the sustainability, where Hereford fits, because we can offer the commercial cow herd so many things that leaves some opportunity for less of a footprint.
Now, to be able to show that end user those benefits, those sustainability benefits, do we need to be headed more towards some sort of an ID program?
What we do at Hereford is fully dedicated to the ID program, right? Because we do in our research programs and what we do in this research, all these animals have to be EID'd so that we can read and measure the kinds of traits that we're talking about. You know, we have collected in our Young Sire Test program now dry matter intake for, I want to say, 10 years plus. You know, and now we're headed into some other areas. And so that has to be a component for us. You know, I won't get into the middle of what everybody prefers or likes or don't like or what they believe in. But what we're doing in terms of tracking genetic progress and performance, it has to be a part for us.
Jack Ward, who believes that sustainability story will resonate with consumers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.